term.
Thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
Well, that's ambitious.
Here's John Williams.
This is John. We're rolling all the way until, let's see here, 3 o'clock. Lord, have mercy. Lots to do on the show today. Some of it will be silly. Some of it will be sublime. And thanks to all of the folks in Oak Brook. Boy, we had a nice time yesterday at the Oak Brook Terrace Pinstripes location. Big crowd out there, really good food, really swell beverages. Everybody was very nice. And so thank you for making our Allstate Hometown Voices tour stop so much fun. Judy Pilak from the newsroom is in our studio, as she was just a couple of days ago. Hi, Judy.
Hello, John.
One man's desperate quest to actually see, touch, and feel the Cubs World Series rings. Now in day 4. Judy's son, you may have been hearing, works for the Chicago Cubs as a seasonal employee. What does he do for the Cubs again?
He's in facilities.
So we're so excited. Right. He helps set up the stadium for each game, turning on lights, moving things around, whatnot. So he works how many, like 80 games a year or something like that?
He pretty much works almost every home game.
Yeah, right. So 80
some days. And concerts at the field.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I know.
So even those sorts of people get World Series championship rings, a lower tier, not 108 diamonds. And so we've been following that story all week long, right? Not only the distribution of them, what do they look like, but then the letter the Cubs set out saying don't share this or sell it with anybody, et cetera. Anyway, Judy was going to bring the ring in today. Okay, Judy, let's see that
ring.
But
you know what? He wouldn't put a ring on it.
What happened? Where is
my
the ring?
My own son was hesitating to let me bring that ring in to show you.
Why?
I don't know. So I said, hey, I have an idea. Why don't you just come in? John would love to see you, talk to you. You can show the ring off. He was literally at the train station this morning. Now, I should tell you, he had already emailed the, he'd already asked the supervisor about it because he does work here part-time as well at WGN. He does video.
Okay.
Editing. He's an animation major.
Got it.
So the Cubs is a really good job, I think, for him. Anyway, if he can do the animation there, I'd be really happy. Anyway, he had asked his boss, he didn't get back to him, so he emailed him the other day, just checking again. Some of my associates at WGN would like to talk to me, and they got back to him right as he was at the train station and said, could you just respectfully decline? Because we are asking all of our associates across the organization not to do interviews about
that.
Boy,
I don't get that. I don't get that.
I knew you wouldn't. But I have to tell you that my son Conlin is okay with it.
So now, at least, well, God bless him, right? He is respecting the rule and the order.
Absolutely. He has no problem with not coming in and showing off that ring.
Did you explain to him the mortgage rule?
I did.
I went over the mortgage rule with you people yesterday. What you do when your kids aren't doing what you need them to do, you just get out that little thing and go, hey, look, this is called a mortgage. Mommy owns the house you live in. Let's see if your name's... Oh, your name's not on here.
Yes, and his response was, do I have a job at Wrigley Field? Oh, yes, I do. Do I make my... Oh, right. And I said, okay.
So this is his ring.
Right.
You didn't steal it.
It's his ring. It's his decision.
How does it work?
I will get that ring one day. I will. I'm telling you, not today.
How old is this person that lives with you?
He's 23. Just turned 23 yesterday.
Okay, and so how does the ring look?
It looks good. Let me just tell you. I woke him up yesterday because it was his birthday, and even though he's 23, I always like to do a little decorating at the house for my kids for their birthday. I woke him up to just say, here's a little card and happy birthday, and he came out of his room with his hair looking all tousled, and he was still in his pajamas, and the ring was on his finger.
Well, sure it was.
I said, Conlin, did you sleep with that ring? And he said, no, I woke up and put it on.
That's what I do now. I get dressed.
It's hilarious.
Comb my hair, brush my teeth, put on my World Series championship ring.
Yes. And that then, is really a big deal to him.
And then don't give it to my mom.
Right. And so, you know what? It's still too new.
Is it ever going to come into the station?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Conlin will be here on Tuesday. You could see it.
Okay.
I don't know that he will. I do know he will not come on your show and talk about it. But
right, because the Cubs asked him not to because, Lord, you don't want people talking about how happy they are to be associated with the Cubs.
I know. That is kind of weird. But
that I could see if he worked for the Blackhawks today. I don't know. That's a kind of a down day over there. But the Cubs should be thumbs up, everybody.
Right. Right, I know. But I will say, having seen the email, that they said, you know what, we don't want to put people in a position to answer questions that they may be uncomfortable with or not know the answer to.
Right.
And that is fair.
I get that. Yeah. So here's a part-time kid, he's talking to some snarky talk show host about, well, what's this with the Cubs? You're a representative of the organization. Why are they doing this?
Absolutely. So I'm so happy that you're so considerate, John.
Oh, I am not mad at because me. To me, then the answer to that is, but this is WGN. It's John Williams. It's Judy Pye. That's a very safe harbor for this conversation.
Yes, but maybe not everywhere. And, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm not actually sure that you have a son, and I don't know.
When I wear that ring, because I'll get it eventually, and it looks really good on me. It looks really good.
It's not the 108 diamonds. You showed it to me. It's a white C with what look like some red sapphires around it.
Yes,
is that what those are?
Making the letter C. And then there is a diamond on the side.
Oh, that's nice.
Actually, three diamonds, like a little field, like a diamond. Good. And then there's the field etched
baseball
on the side,
field,
and then the W flag. And I mean, it's really, really nice.
Thoughtfully done, huh?
Yes.
Well, good. If we ever see it, I'll be able to comment on it.
You'll see it.
I don't even think you've got a son, and I don't know that person, I don't even know that there's a Cubs.
You are going to feel so bad when I prove you wrong.
All right, Judy, get out of the studio.
Thanks, John.
Go do some news. That's Judy Pylak.